We are learning Masechtas Ksubis, Tapei Zayin Amar Aleph, and we are starting again from the beginning of the Gemara on the bottom of the Pei Vav Amar Beis. And our Mishnah had said that a husband could write to his wife that Neder v'shvua ain li alayich. I'm not mechayev you to make a shvua or a neder. I'm not going to mechayev you. And the Gemara wants to know, shvua mayavirta, which shvua are we talking about? Now, we find in the Mishnayos before that there's certain times when if you appoint your wife as a trustee over your estate, so halach is you can make her make a shvua, it's a shvua sabatropis. There's another type of shvua also, that when she comes to collect her ksuba, she comes with a ksuba of 200 zuz, and she says, here, you owe me 200 zuz. And he says, no, I paid you up already. And she says, you know, you're right, you paid me up 100, but you still owe me 100. So halach is, then, in that case, which is maida, that she already accepted 100, she has to make a shvua. That's called pegemes ksubasa. And the question is, which shvua did he patter when he said, "Ein li alayich, no shua, you know shua." Shua vaymerita. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Rabbi Yehuda says, "B'shem Rav, al apatropa shenasis bechayibala." The shua that the husband patted the wife was on the shua of apatropis. That I'm not going to make you make a shua as apatropis. Rashi points out, "Afidus mandiyamar pegemes ksubasa." He didn't patter her from pegemes ksubasa because that shua she caused herself to be chayibet by being moida. That she accepted part of the money, that alone, she caused that shua, and therefore he doesn't pater, he didn't mean to pater for that shua, only the shua of apachapas. Rab Nachman Rab Avua, apagemis ksubasa. That even apagemis ksubasa, he pater, the husband pater the isha, he trusted her from everything, even for apagemis ksubasa. So the chalak is Rab Yehuda and Rab Nachman. Also Rab Mordechai, almost smites a kamei Rav Ashi. Rab Mordechai said over this following smites from Rav Ashi, this following question. And he asked Rav Ashi like this. I understand that it makes sense that he said it b'shas when he got married. He said that I'm not going to make you make a shua. The maska daita, and she asks for that dispensation that I don't have to make a shua. Because the maska daita, she already thinks of that b'shas when they get married. Maybe I'm going to need money sometime in the middle of our marriage. I'm going to ask for part of my shua already as an advance. But Amr Lake, soively, make sure they're not going to make me make a shua. That makes sense. If the case was, she became apotropos chayabala, she has any idea, but when she gets married, she's going to become apotropos. The Amr Lake, she'll tell him, when they get married, soively, write me, they're not going to make me swear. So that's the kasha. He doesn't like Rav Yehuda's pshat. It doesn't make sense that she would ask for a patur on the shua when she gets married. She doesn't know she's going to be apotropos. So Tav Tosis asks a kasha. He says, "Ve'in lahakshos." Maybe the Mishnah told me a case where he wrote this thing about not making sure he wrote it not when they get married later on. It says, "Ve'in lahakshos." The Tosis, the day ikolokma besisim kshi kvar apotropos v'lekachit tavas menabal lefaitro. She never became apotropos. She says, "By the way, patri v'mon shua." He says, because that would be a doichik. The Mishnah Pasha was talking about when you get married, so why would you have to make that doichik? Just say like Rav Nachman. It means a begemes ksvasa. So that's what Rav Mordechai asked in front of Ashi. Amalei, so he answered, he says, you're a good kasha. And really, the truth is, Rav Yehuda didn't say it on that part of Mishnah. Everyone agrees, the Torah Shvu we're talking about, I was talking about begemes ksvasa, and that talk you have, you know about when you get married. And you have that. She already has this idea, and therefore that's what our Mishnah is talking about. This din of apotropos nas b'chayibala that Huda said was going on something else. It's going on a sefer the Mishnah. I say this Rav Yehuda on the sefer the Mishnah. It says in the sefer the Mishnah like this: Halcha mekeva baila lebeis avia. After her husband died, she went back to her own house, her parents' house. Her shechazav beis chamel went to her husband's house, but v'lo nasa apotropos, she didn't become apotropos anymore. It says, "Ena yarshim mashpia ma'isa." The yarshim can't be mashpia her anymore. When nasa apotropos, she becomes apotropos now. Yarshim mashpia ma'isa. Yarshim mashpia her. Ala asalave on things that happen from now on. But they're not mashpia her on what the father passed. Shava ma'ivita. What's the avar we're talking about? On that, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda says, "Same Rav. Ala apotropia shenasa b'chayibala." On her fears that she ran the estate in the lifetime of her husband, the Yarshim can make her swear about that. But what's he trying to say? He's trying to say, "Idiak, I've been misa lekvura mashmila." But what happened between the misa and the kvura? Maybe she sold some stuff to pay for the kvura. That you make her swear that she did everything all right and she didn't take anything, screw anything off. So that was Rav Yehuda's halacha. Rav Masta Amar, Rav Masta argues on Rav Yehuda, says, "Afilu bein misa lekvura lemashmila." Even things that happen between the misa and kvura, anything is after the Misas, anything that happens, even if it's after the Misas Baila, even that, you don't make her swear. You don't make her swear. The Amrin Adoy, because Adoy say, like, cargo, ulumazoni, lakfura. There are three things that you're allowed to sell without Mazvina Lablaya Charzasa. The halach is, when you sell Nichse Yisayimim, you have to give like a bidding time. You have 30 days, you put it up on the market for at least 30 days to see you get the best market price for it. But there are three exceptions, Adoy says. If you're selling property, you don't have to pay taxes. So there, the government's after you. You don't wait 30 days. You try to get the money as soon as possible. Same thing for mezonos. If the kids or the almonis are mezonos, you sell it right away. And kvura also. If the person died and the yarshim don't have money to pay for the kvura, you sell something right away. You don't wait 30 days to sell it in order to bury the person. So you see the idea that by kvura, it's a time of rush. Therefore, it's a rush time. Therefore, Rashi explains, that's why also you don't make her swear if she sold something in order to bury him. You don't make her swear for that because it's a time when things happen. Like Rashi says like this, the efshish like the zalzel betivsot and be a hefsin. It's a shua shaka. And be a shua shaka, therefore you don't make her swear. Now Taisvis says, okay, good, you don't make her swear about the sale itself, but maybe she kept something for herself and that's no ksus for that. So why isn't there a shua for that? So Tosfos is a different shot, that the Shaman says, if you made her swear, she's going to say, you know what, I don't want to take care of this. I'm going home, you take care of kvura yourself. And it'll end up not getting buried. Therefore, it's covered in mace, we don't make her swear. That's Tosfos' shot, saying the Shaman. Like upon him, Rav Yehuda is saying, is going on what it means, al sha'avar. Sha'avar, you don't make her swear, means anything that happened b'chaye bala. But after chaye bala, you do make her swear. And Rav Masna argues in that, says, no, you don't make a swear for anything that happened by Misa L'Kavura, even though it belonged to the Yarshim already then, you don't make a swear, and we have Rashi's pshat because that time it's impossible not to mezalzel, there's a rush, and Tosfos says a different pshat because you don't want her to just leave the mace by itself. So to Gemara Vayta. Next Gemara is going to discuss different lashonis that what the husband will use to pater his wife from Yeshua. We had in our Mishnah that he says lashon of neder v'shua in li alayich. We'll see different lashonos over here in this Gemara. Amar Rabba Amar Rav Chiya. If he says deloy neder deloy shvua, so that we assume that to mean who ain't yachal hashbia? He can't make her make a shvua. He said deloy neder shvua. Ava yarshim hashbia noisa, but yarshim his yarshim will make her swear because he didn't include the yarshim. But Rabba says if he says naki neder naki shvua, that's a strong lashon, clean from neder, clean from shvua. Then he means to say, Bein who? Or Bein Yarshim, Bein Mashpia Noishim. Not him or his Yarshim will be Mashpia her, because Hach Kamala, Menakis Meshwasa, I'm cleaning you from a Shua, no Shua whatsoever. Rav Yosef, Rav Chia, he argues. He says, Deloy Nedar, Deloy Shua, who in Yachal Shpia, Av Yarshim, Mashpia Moisa. That I agree to you. He says, Deloy Nedar, Shua, there is no Nedar, Shua. I mean to Pata, you, but my Yarshim will make you swear. But when he says, Naki Nedar, Naki Shua, this man says the opposite. If you knock it out of the Shua, then Bein Hu, Bein Yarshim, Mashpia Moisa. Say the husband, and say the husband's Yarshim can make the Isha swear, because Hachikama, Hachikamala, Noki Nafshav Shuasa, clear your name with a Shua. That's what Noki means. Noki doesn't mean you don't have to take a Shua at all. It means clear your name, clear your guf, clear your Nafesh, your soul with a Shua. Zark Tumar Avaita, another Shita about this Lashonis. Shalak Rav Zakai Lama Ukva. Bain, say if you say deloy shvua, bain denoki shvua. Say if you say bain deloy neder, bain denoki neder. If you say bin nichsai, then the loch is huen yachalash, biav yarshim esbi noisa. He says, in my nechasim, so I can make her swear, but my yarshim couldn't make her swear. But min nichsai ilon, when you use loshin nichsai ilon, you say, these nechasim, they bain huve yarshim esbi noisa. So according to this man, the Yama, everything's totally in what you did it on. If you said nichsai, then it means you don't make a shua and the yarsh but the yarsh do make a shua. If you say these nechasim, it's like on the chefto nechasim. So if whoever had I patted any shua for these nechasim, including if the yarshim have it, I'm patting from these nechasim any type of shua. Any type of shua I'm pattering from these nechasim. So that's what he adds on, that there's a difference between nichsai and nichsai ilon, and that has an effect legabe the yarshim. So you have to write b'nichsai to say you pater from shvua calls man it's my rishus. Zok to Gemara Vayta. So you have to. Lachari doesn't really argue, just adding on that there is a way to pater the yarshim without the word naki by saying nichsai ilayim. Zok to Gemara Vayta. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Moshe Abba Shaul. Rav Nachman, now here we have here a new shita. And this shita is in an argument on the whole idea. Let's see. Amar Rav Nachman Mashmul Mashmul Abashal ben Imei Miriam. He set up a shame, the Tana Abashal, the son of Ima Miriam. Ima Miriam, her name was Miriam, and Ima is like a chash v'loshen, like Rebetzin Miriam. Bain, so what did he say over Shem? That Bain the Loishwa, Bain the Nakashwa. Saiv said Loishwa, Saiv said Nakashwa. Bain the Loinada, Bain the Nakinada. Bain bin Nichsai, Bain Nichsilain. Any type of lesson you use, Bain who? Bain Yarshim, Amashbi, and Isa. Say him or Say is Yarshim, Amashbi, and Isa. That's what it should be. But Zakat Abashal, but what can I do? I'm a Esa, Shre, Omrucha Chama, Bali Farm, Nichsay, Assembly from a Shwa. What can I do? The Chama say, you do make a Shwa. So you can't patter her from a Shwa. Now, what's the challenge, Abashal? So some Rishonim say it means that Dafka, these Rishonim don't work. These Naki or Deloy, but in our Mishnah, we Kosav Law, Ainli, Kosav Law, Nedvashua, Ainli Alayach, that rather works. But the Ritva brings down, that's Vaduik from Rashi, that Abishal argues on the whole entire idea. And he argues on our Mishnah also. You cannot patter from a Shua because Chazal said that you have to make a Shua and you can't patter from a Shua. And he argues even on our Mishnah. And the Dik is Rashi Avamaeser, Rashi is the Lo'ilam, Yarshim Ashbiyam Ma'aser. Lo'ilam means any type of Lashon. And Rashi Daf Pechesam Abayz, Divrei Maskil Elom Abaya. Rashi also says there, Kozman Shetavaz Ksubas Mehem Ashbiyam Ma'aser, Kabashal, Ben Ima Miriam, Domel El, Avamaeser. Means any time you do it, you always make a Shvua, that's what Abishal's shita is. So as Mechagas Rishonim, if Abishal is only arguing on these Rishonim, so arguing all the Rishonim, and Rashi's Mashma, he argues on the whole idea of pattering her from a Shvua. Ikadamri, some say the exact same thing, just it's a Masnita. The Ikadamri Masnita, it's a Braisa. Abishal and Amirayim, the Braisa says that Abishal and Amirayim, Ben Deloy Shvua, Ben Denoki Shvua, Ben Deloy Deda, Ben Denoki Neda, Ben Nichsai, Ben Nichsai Elayim. Bein hu bein yarshim bein mishpina isa, that should be the halacha. Av ma'as, what should I do? Shri, amu chama, bali farnu chasem lehi farnu vashu, you have to make a shvua. Omar nachma mashmua halacha, ben ima miriam, pasuk ben ima miriam. So it's a big nafkamina. If you look like Rashi, the pasuking like Abishal, they always make a shvua. According to the other Rishonim, which is the Rif, the Rambam, the Goinim, they say that we only pasuking like Abishal, and the only halacha of Abishal is gavir the lashon of deloy shvua, the noki shvua. But if you're right, ein nel shvua ein li alayich, there, dear, even Abishal agrees, you'll be parted from a Shvua, and that's how the Rif and the Rambam actually pasken.